5 de octubre. MOA Masterclass. Ponte en paz con tu dinero. MOA Masterclass. Teatro Sola, Julio Prieto, a las 9 de la mañana. Regina Reyes Herón, Gianco Abundis, Mario Borghini nos enseñarán cómo ganar, gastar y ahorrar mejor. Boletos en mastermoa.com. W Radio Cuentavientes, estamos transmitiendo en vivo desde la Cumbre Mundial Premios Nobel de la Paz 2019, y déjenme decirles que en un evento tan importante, a veces son pocas las ocasiones que tenemos oportunidad de hablar con gente de este calibre, y fíjense que viene llegando justamente al estudio David Trimble, político, ex primer ministro de Irlanda del Norte. En 1998 recibió el Premio Nobel de la Paz junto con John Hume por sus esfuerzos para encontrar una solución pacífica al conflicto de Irlanda del Norte, y justamente que seguramente muchos de ustedes recuerdan. Y déjenme decirles que hoy ha sido uno de los grandes representantes de la construcción de paz en el mundo, que se ha involucrado en acuerdos de paz tan importantes. Y David, it is such an honor to have you on the show. I know you must be exhausted because you're like a megastar.
Well, steady on.
Voy a tratar. Let's see how well I understand your Irish accent and how well I can translate you to Spanish.
Okay.
So welcome to the show. We're so honored to have you in Mexico. Is this your first time in the country?
Absolutely first time in Mexico. And I immediately dived to the bottom. In terms of the map, that is.
Dice que sí, que es la primera vez que ha estado en México, pero que bueno, se ha ido hasta las más profundas profundidades. You were able to achieve an amazing task, which was to promote the peace between both Irelands. And that was quite a few years ago.
Yes, it was about 20 years ago. Let me make it clear, it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
There were a lot of other people involved in it, and there were a lot of people who made very significant contributions to it. I was fortunate in being in a leadership role at the time, in terms of my own political career. But, I'm delighted to have been, and I'm delighted to see that the process is still, in terms of its basics, is still sound.
That's amazing. Dice que, bueno, él no fue el único que logró el tratado de paz entre las dos Irlandas, sino un equipo de gente muy talentosa, que él obviamente, por su posición política, siendo el presidente en ese momento, pues tuvo una gran injerencia, y que lo increíble es que 20 años después todavía se preserva, digamos, que los principios que se trataban de lograr en aquel entonces. I think that you could be of a very good moral authority to give us an x-ray of how you see the world right now, and how you see Mexico, and what worries you.
I think what worries me is some negative developments in the world as a whole. I'm thinking of we've had instability in the Middle East for a long time, but it spread more, further. I mean, it took right down to Yemen and places like that, where there's this a serious proxy war going on between the Saudi Arabia and Iran. Mm-hmm. And in the course of that, Iran has recruited some people from the Yemen area who have just demonstrated a remarkable expertise in rockets. Mm-hmm. And one measure that they took last week, hitting various oil elements in South America, and the price of oil the next day went up 5%. Yeah. And that's impact upon the world in terms of its economy is significant. So it is disappointing to see that the instability is extending further. And of course, there is the worries about the South China Sea in the Far East. Mm-hmm. So those are worrying things, but they're not beyond the capability of to deal with them and to overcome them.
Yeah, let me translate that first. Le digo que cuáles son sus grandes preocupaciones y que él es una gran autoridad para dar una radiografía de cómo percibe él al mundo. Y dice que le preocupa mucho lo que pasa en Medio Oriente, específicamente la situación en Yemen, la habilidad que han tomado en las últimas semanas, en los últimos meses de construir este pues armamento importante y de la situación con Arabia Saudita y cómo lo que sucede en Medio Oriente ha tenido hasta un impacto en la situación petrolera de América, subiendo el petróleo 5% justamente por este conflicto, igualmente en el este de Asia, que también es otro gran problema, y que aunque son problemas grandes, no son problemas insuperables. So, you were saying.
Well, you also asked me about
Mexico.
Now, first time in Mexico, I no background on the matter at all. I'm aware of the existence of difficulties, but I am the last person to tell anybody else what to do in this situation. However, yesterday evening, your president came here.
Yes.
It was the evening meal at the after the conference and he spoke. And I must say, one thing that I found very, very light, very much from what your president said when he talked about one of his priorities is dealing with corruption. Corruption and criminality are huge problems, not just here, around the world. They are huge problems. But it was really heartening to hear someone committing himself so clearly to dealing with this issue, which is a huge, huge issue for here and elsewhere.
Yeah. Dice que, bueno, que no se siente la persona más capacitada, es la primera vez que está en México para hacer ninguna recomendación, pero lo que sí puede decir es que justamente anoche, déjenme decirles a todos ustedes, que hubo una cena, fue, digamos, que la cena de apertura, la gran gala, de esta cumbre de Nobel de la Paz en Mérida, y estuvo el presidente Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Y dice que algo que le llamó mucho la atención y algo que hasta cierto punto puedo decir que le dio paz fue el hecho de que el presidente habló del gran problema de la corrupción y la criminalidad, un tema que no solamente es importante para México, sino importante a nivel mundial. Is it a very big question if I ask you, David, what is happening to the human race?
They're acting true to form. The human race has always been, but look, it's huge in terms of its achievements.
Yes.
And we've dealt with a huge number of problems in it. There will continue to be, human nature being what it is. There will be differences. There will be, points of difference. But we know we can come, that it is possible to see your way through differences, if people are willing to talk and to consider solutions. They can always be found. So, while I was a bit pessimistic a moment ago, fundamentally I'm optimistic.
Le digo que cree que nos está pasando a la raza humana. Dice, pues yo creo que estamos siendo verdaderamente congruentes con nuestra naturaleza, porque siempre hemos tenido esta naturaleza, pero sin embargo, por otra parte, hemos tenido avances increíbles y hemos tenido logros extraordinarios y sobre todo nos hemos podido sobreponer a grandes tragedias y conflictos. Y que cuando abracemos nuestras diferencias y cuando empecemos a entender lo importante que es, ahora sí que agree to disagree, ¿no? De estar de acuerdo en no estar de acuerdo, las cosas serían diferentes. On this radio show, we always talk about finding ways and tools to be the better version of yourself. But sometimes, as an individual, no matter what country you're from, religion or culture, you tend to feel so minuscule in this enormous world that you feel that there's only so much you can do to be a part of the construction of peace. What would you say to all of us?
Well, I was lucky in the sense of being there when there was an opportunity to achieve things. There were colleagues of mine who'd been involved in politics much longer than myself, who wanted to make progress, but the circumstances were such that they weren't able to do. I was fortunate to be there when the circumstances were such that we could make achievement, we could make move forward, and I was pleasantly surprised by the way in which people resolved to it. And indeed, sometimes people think these things are all terribly complicated, but and they are, and you've got to try and identify what the issues are and what is important to each of the parties so that they can all join in with it. But I remember saying to someone about it that really what we were doing in this situation was the old business of trying to square a circle. It can be done, but sometimes it's difficult to do.
Yes, you know? Yes. What can we do in our everyday to make a difference? When we're not politicians, when we're not in that position of power, when we are not maybe at the right time, at the right moment, under the right circumstances.
But you are a citizen. You can participate in the political institutions, the democratic institutions of your country. You should do so, and you should do so deliberately, with not just in a flippant way, but actually seriously thinking that, bearing in mind that, okay, just one vote, and there's so many tens of millions of votes that would be added to it, but everybody counts.
Everybody counts. Le digo que uno se puede sentir tan minúsculo en este mundo y creer que tú solo... es casi imposible que puedas hacer una diferencia. ¿Y qué nos diría? Y dice, bueno, yo tuve la suerte de estar en el momento correcto, en la circunstancia correcta, en donde podía hacer una diferencia, siendo en ese momento el presidente de Irlanda, en un momento histórico tan importante para un país en división, pues tuvo la oportunidad. Dice, tengo tantos compañeros que llevan tanto más tiempo haciendo política y que no han tenido ese momentum para hacer una gran diferencia. Y sigo insistiendo en la pregunta, ¿no? ¿Qué podemos hacer en el día a día para también nosotros ser constructores de paz? Y dice, ustedes no serán políticos, pero ustedes son ciudadanos. Y de una manera u otra, hacer la participación, el concilio, que te importe, una decisión consciente y proactiva. Y no hacerlo nada más un día u otro o de manera como reactiva, sino verdaderamente de manera consciente, involucrarte y participar en lo que sea que hay que participar. David, anything else that you want to say to Mexico, who is listening to you today?
Thank you very much for having me here, and I have enjoyed our conversation.
No, thank you very much for being here, and I have enjoyed the conversation as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Él es David Trimble, es el expresidente de Irlanda, un hombre muy importante para la conciliación de la paz entre ambas Irlandas. Y bueno, él recibió el premio Nobel de la Paz junto con John Hume por política en conflicto en Irlanda. Thank you very much, David. A pleasure to meet you.
Ya los voladores están a mi...
Transmisión especial. Cumbre Mundial de Premios Nobel de la Paz. Desde Mérida. Solo por W Radio. Hacemos una pausa.